Getting a flu shot is one of the most important things you can do to stay healthy this year. Flu shots are available and free to University of Alabama students at sites across campus and at the UA Student Health Center and Pharmacy. Check out our schedule at cchs.ua.edu/flu shot. Call 205-348-6262 for a flu shot appointment at the Student Health Center, or walk up Monday through Friday from 4 to 4:45 p.m.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Happy Sunday, y'all. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone, and we have acknowledged this before, but obviously we pre-record the show.
Right.
So when you are listening to this, I need you to know this is the Monday after the time change weekend has happened.
Right.
And I am not okay. It's because of my children.
Right.
Sunday morning, Jack woke up at 4:10 a.m.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
This morning it was 3:55 a.m. So I had to get, I got him to nap for like another 20 minutes. And then it was like, oh, okay, we're doing this. Like, we're getting up. Mm-hmm. So I'm like really just trying to make it today.
Well,
end of the day.
Here's what I don't like about the time change. Well, I like that it's sunny when I get up in the mornings. Like, that's helpful because I feel like I'm up, I'm ready to go. But I just don't like it getting dark at 5 o'clock. It's so stressful. It kind of worked to my advantage this past weekend because I had to go up to Nashville for a training. Part of my Pilates training. I got one more to go and then I'll test out comprehensive. But like, I had to get up. So I drove to Huntsville, but then I had to get up, you know, a couple of hours before the training, which started at 9. So I actually had an hour extra to sleep. So that worked out to my advantage. Yeah. But then I had to drive in the dark. And I don't know. I just don't like driving at night in the dark on the interstate. And so many people don't put their lights on when they're driving at night. What is up with that? Like, why?
No, I experienced the same thing because that Sunday afternoon/evening, I was driving back down from North Alabama.
Uh-huh.
I went to see my family, came down. So
yeah.
I was on the interstate and I had the kids with me. And yeah, like, do people not have their car on like auto?
I don't
where
know.
It just like switches over.
Yeah,
like,
and even some cars that were like newer models, like still, and I was like, dude, you have auto, so you never have to think about turning on your lights again. But I mean, it was like, pretty dark, so I don't know if you've experienced that, but that was like, if you're listening to us on this show, turn your lights on at night
and do not be a left lane driver.
Right.
Like, so
yes,
anyways,
thank you.
That's
thank
like
you.
My shtick on things. So anyways, other than me having angry road rage, how are you?
I'm good. I know you had a birthday last week.
Yes. And I was sick that day, which was no fun.
Right.
So I couldn't go to work. Mm-hmm. But later that night, my husband and my two kids surprised me with a birthday cake.
Aww.
It was Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
Aww. And is that your favorite?
It is now.
Oh my gosh.
No, I mean, I do love The Little Mermaid.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
But Sam is the one that picked it out. And
that's cute.
To you right now, I'm showing you the picture of
this
cake.
Oh my gosh, that's so perfect.
Yeah, and my husband was even like, oh my gosh, it has a dingle hopper on it.
A
like,
dingle hopper, the
little
fork.
Yeah. And I was like, how do you know this? And he was like, look, he's like, I saw this in the theater.
Right.
Like, don't make me quote.
1989, I think. Was it 89? Because I remember going to the movies to see it when I was younger, too.
It was in the 80s.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway.
So his favorite aunt and uncle took him and his siblings.
That's
and he's
so
like,
cute.
I will just always remember that. So he's like, the dingle hopper's on there.
Now, I know this, I mean, we clearly haven't talked about anything that we're really actually going to talk about on the show today, but we are going to be talking about nutrition because it's National Nutrition Month. And I'm curious, do you, since you were sick, do you have a specific food that you gravitate toward when you're sick that makes you feel like a home-cooked meal, or just like me, I'm ramen noodles. Like, I just like hot ramen noodles. It's something that makes you feel better.
I do like some ramen noodles. Mm-hmm. However, so I was sick and then my husband was sick, and there is this chicken and rice soup that we've been making recently, but it's got a little bit of flair to it. So you start off the base of the soup, you saute ginger, shallot, and garlic.
Mm.
So it kind of has like this, like, I mean, almost like an Asian
it does, the garlic,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and the,
so you've got that
ginger.
And some chicken thighs and like, and jasmine rice
oh, nice.
In there, and then you put lime lime juice, and it's just so good.
It sounds like a very hearty and filling and like comforting. I was just curious because you were sick, and then I was thinking, you know, what would be your favorite comfort food?
Yes, so that's kind of my jam. How about you? What is your jam when you just said ramen noodles? Well, I didn't know anything else.
Ramen's easy, but I don't do like the top ramen that like you do when you're in college. I always go to like Mr. Chin's and get like a little fancier ramen, and I always like will soft boil an egg and cut it up and put it in there, and do like a more of an Asian style to that. I just like ramen because it's warm, and I usually, when I'm sick, I don't feel great, so I need warm things. So I think soups usually make me feel better.
And then ice cream.
I mean,
obviously balance.
Yeah,
you know,
right?
Of temperatures, flavors, like all the things. But okay, so before we get more off track, we need to take a break, but we are talking about nutrition today. We're talking about Thanksgiving foods, all the things, but we're going to leave you on a cliffhanger of who our guest is. So grab something to drink, run to the restroom, do all the things. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney, and I have a correction to make. We are not talking about National Nutrition Month. This is why, you know, we have to pre-record, because sometimes we just get kind of off on what we're talking about. It is not that. National Nutrition Month is in March, but we are talking about food and nutrition as well, because, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas, there's always lots of foods associated with that, you know, this time of year. So, yeah, we're not talking about National Nutrition Month.
No, we're not. And I will own up and say that was my fault, because even when we pre-record, even when I type out our agenda ahead of time, I still, like, am not paying attention to what I'm typing, y'all.
I mean, you know. It's fine. We're human.
Yes, we are. But today, the guests that we have, we are very honored to have a UA student today. You know, from time to time, we love having our UA students as guests on the show, because they bring the energy that us old ladies don't always have, like all the insight, all the things. But today you guys are going to get to hear from my intern, Claire Schneidhorst, who is a dietetic student. She is president of the Student Dietetic Association and a senior. And Claire, I know you're in the AMP program as well.
Yes,
that correct?
I am.
So,
yes,
so with all of that said, Claire, tell us a little bit about yourself, and also lead with the heritage of your last name, because I feel like that is important.
Okay, so I'm Claire Schneidhorst. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, and my last name is actually German. So that has kind of also been a reason why I'm interested in nutrition. I grew up with a restaurant in my family, so I was always around food, and it kind of just, I loved being in the program. I've kind of learned that I'm not gonna go in the food service direction, but it's always just been kind of at the forefront in my life. I have had this interest in nutrition my whole life, honestly, but I started at UA as a marketing major because of my family being very business focused. So I kind of thought that that was just the way to go, and that I could always go back to nutrition if I wanted to, but make it more of a business. But then I kind of realized that I am actually more interested in nutrition. So I was just thinking maybe I can focus on nutrition, learn the ins and outs of everything, all the different parts of nutrition, and then if I want to go back in the business route, I can always do that. But through my education here at UA, I think I want to do more one-on-one counseling with women, probably. I've been very interested in infant and maternal nutrition. I've always loved babies. I've been a babysitter since like the sixth grade, so I've been very focused with kids and little children. But I'm also very interested in eating disorders, because it affects so many people around me, and I just think it would be a very good thing to be involved in.
I love that. And, you know, I'm actually just curious, like, when was, like, that kind of pivotal moment where you made the change from marketing to nutrition?
Yeah.
Like, was there a particular class that it was like, this is not how I was built? Like, like, what year was that?
Very,
like, what
much.
Happened?
Yeah, so my freshman year, I was a marketing major the whole year. took all those general business classes, and I was sitting in my microeconomics class, and I started to think, do I really care about this? And it just was not something that I wasn't enjoying my studying, you know? It's just, I felt like that there was something more to my life, and just learning about business, no shame on business majors, it just wasn't very eye-opening to me. I didn't feel like I totally vibed with it. And so over that summer, I just got to thinking about what I actually want to do with my life and what kind of makes me happy and what I'm literally interested in. And I've always been interested in healthcare, but that was also something I can't deal with blood. So I was like,
fair.
Yeah, I was like, okay, anything in science that deals with blood, out. And then I was like, okay, I'm really interested in nutrition. Mm-hmm. So I kind of just started looking into it, and it just seemed like a great idea. And once I started, I had to catch up a little bit, but they actually got me ahead. I'm actually graduating in December, so wow. I think they caught me up a little too fast. So I was taking a lot of classes over the summers, but I've really enjoyed almost every class. I feel like it's just something that I'm really interested in learning about. I love learning about how food impacts your body, and I just think it's a very cool major to have.
I'm kind of curious. I want to go back to the restaurant.
Yes.
So, German heritage.
Yes.
Are your parents both German?
No, my dad is.
Okay.
So, we've had this restaurant in our family for over 100 years.
Wow.
We don't have it anymore, unfortunately.
Y'all sold it?
No. So, we were very lucky, actually. So, we had it at a different location a long time ago when my great-grandpa came over from Germany. Mm-hmm. And then my grandfather moved it to a more, like, local area that's closer to their home.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an inn at first, so it was a restaurant inn. And then my grandfather took over, and then my dad took over. It's been a great thing to have.
Yeah.
It was huge. We had a big restaurant, a big bar, and it was just a great place to just get together with family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always held like a special place in my heart. And then unfortunately we had to close right before COVID, which was honestly, thank God that happened, because if we kept it open, we definitely wouldn't have made it.
Do you like German food?
You know what?
With German food, I feel like, I mean, no offense to anybody that's German, but I feel like it's not one of the, cuisines that people always gravitate toward. Because you hear people talk about Asian food all the time, Italian food, and, I just don't ever hear of a lot of German restaurants.
Right.
I know we used to have Edelweiss in town.
Yes.
But I was just curious.
Well, so I was so picky growing up. At this restaurant, we had a lot of American food too. So we had burgers.
Yeah.
We had pretty much any bar type of food.
Okay.
Wraps, chicken strips, anything.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of stayed on that side. But I think if we still had it today, I would have tried more.
Yeah,
I got German cuisine.
It's funny when you're younger, because this is how I was. I didn't ever try a lot of things when I was younger.
Yeah.
And then when my palate started getting a little bit more adventurous, and I was like, I want to try this and this. It's like, oh my gosh, my favorite foods are Asian foods. I love rice bowls and stuff like that.
Me too.
So I don't know. I feel like I was just curious coming from your background and the restaurant.
No, I honestly did not try much of it. I was a little bit scared by
the typical
schnitzel. And it looked a little scary to me. I kind of stayed with the hot dogs and French fries and stuff.
I mean, can't go wrong.
And I love that you share that. And I can't remember if it was within this group that I've had this conversation before, but, even growing up Filipino, I kind of saw my, Filipino-ist as, the thing that, separated me from everyone else, and I didn't like that because I wanted to be like my friends, and so I was just really adamant about not necessarily learning, family recipes and all the things, and, now I'm dadgummit. Wait a second. So, craziness for sure, but, Claire, I love that you shared all of that. Anytime time we can hear just some really, you know, just some like personal history from our students aside from just your major and hometown, but really, you know, some ins and outs of yourself. But I know that in a little bit too, I know we'll be coming up on a break in just a minute, but you are currently the president of the Student Dietetic Association. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Tell us a little bit about what that student org is.
So the Student Dietetic Association is a club for mostly just nutrition majors, but you can have it as a minor or be in like health sciences. But we have a lot of guest speakers come to talk to us about their role as a dietitian. And we also do volunteer activities. We actually have one coming up at West Alabama Food Bank. So a lot of what we do is just about food and nutrition, and it's just a great organization for nutrition students here on campus to learn more about what paths that they can take to become a dietitian and kind of offer them some support and help along their process. So
I love that. No, and you know, we enjoy talking to our students, especially those that are involved, because I know in just a little bit we'll be talking to you about, you know, what does it feel like being a busy student where you're in grad school, you're doing rotations, and you're in student orgs. But with that said, we gotta take a break real quick.
Gotta take a break.
Grab something to drink, maybe a German snack.
Some schnitzel.
Yeah.
You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone. And I promise you, I always want to say 95.7 Jams.
I know. And I know that our like main producers, they're like, every time they hear us say that, they're probably cringing like, oh my gosh.
I mean, we'd just be pretty cool if that was like us bringing in 95.7 Jams. We'd be amazing. But
and they're like,
anyway,
why are you shouting out another station?
We're all unity. It's all one. Yes. But anyway, just listen to the radio. Support your local radio stations. That's what I'll say there. But yeah, Claire, thanks for being on our show and just for giving us a little bit about your background, being a student and you're a senior, so you're graduating in December. Are you are you excited about that?
Well, I'm not physically leaving the campus because I'm still in the coordinated program, so I'll be walking in the spring, actually.
Okay, nice.
And then I'm still in master's school, so really nothing's changing. But I just get my diploma and it's, you know, it's honestly, it's scary and exciting all at the same time. I'm excited to start something new once the springtime is over, but it's also scary to leave, you know, what's
I can understand.
Yeah.
I can understand.
And this amazing campus.
Yeah. So. I mean, it is pretty great. It is pretty great. So I'm kind of curious, you know, you're a senior now and you've been here 4 years or so, you know, eating healthy for college students. You've you've been through it, and you're in this Student Dietetic Association. You're the president.
Yeah.
So, I mean, have you had interactions with students that it's hard for them to do that, or do you find that it's easier than we think? I mean, just your thoughts on that.
I definitely think it's a lot harder for college students because we come from, like, going back to freshman year, you come from your parents, you know, kind of just helping you out with your food. You come home from school, what do you want for dinner? And then you have your food.
My mom still does that. Yeah. I'm 37, about to be 38. Right. She'll still be like, you're coming
in for
the weekend.
Oh, my mom does too when I go home. And I'm like, I got myself.
Oh, take advantage of it.
I know. I'm like, I'm 22 now, but thank you. But I think coming from home to just being thrown into college is really stressful for a lot of students because you don't really, like, go over, like, how do you eat, like, before you come to college. And so living in dorms, you get a microwave and a mini refrigerator. So I think a lot of people struggle with, you know, what can I make in this little dorm, you know? Which I did too. I never ate really in my dorm unless it was microwavable mac and cheese, you know? So, and that's obviously, I mean, that's a great snack, but that's not necessarily a very, like, well-rounded meal. Because it's, I mean, it's small and it's just, you know, microwaved. So I think in college, it's just, like, finding, and you're very busy, so it's just finding, like, good options when you can. And then the houses don't always offer the healthiest options. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I think it's just kind of a lot of, like, you don't really know what to do. Mm-hmm. So it can be difficult for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I think you bring up such good points, Claire. And I think that you were actually in one of the presentations that I did for a freshman Compass course where I talk a little bit about some of the different determinants of our food choices. Because mm-hmm. I think sometimes we can really be hard on ourselves thinking, oh, my gosh, like, why can't I just, quote unquote, eat right? Like, right. I know what to do. Why am I not doing it? But we don't realize there's all these different little sub decisions that happen. So, like, there's that biological determinant, which is basically like, am I actually hungry? Mm-hmm. What do I have a craving for? Mm-hmm. And then physical determinants, like I'll have so many students say like, oh man, I would really love to meal prep. I'd really love to cook, mm-hmm. but I'm living in Tut and right. I don't have a full kitchen mm-hmm. right. or economically, like what I want to eat does not match my bank account.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Now I'm forced to eat at the sorority house, even right. though I don't like what they're serving, but you know, I can't just keep going out to eat and right. buy whatever. And my parents are reminding me like, right. well, we paid for this mm-hmm. meal plan. Right. So mm-hmm. there's like mm. all these different things. And right. you're right. Like we're kind of at the mercy of our schedule and mm-hmm. like all the things.
Mm-hmm. And transportation. I think freshman year I didn't have my car and that was a big thing. Like I couldn't drive to go to the grocery store mm-hmm. unless I wanted to get on the bus. But getting on the bus was not my favorite thing to do. So I think that's a huge thing for a lot of students too. Just not having access to transportation.
Have you gotten creative? Well, I guess when you were living in the dorms, mm-hmm. you probably had to get a little creative with your meals. Did you know yeah. how to get creative well, and like add produce yeah. and things like that?
I didn't really eat in my dorm. Mm. I lived very close to my sorority house.
Okay.
So I would mostly eat there. Or I was a big Uber Eats girl.
It is very helpful.
But yeah. I got into yeah. some trouble, so it's a little expensive.
Yeah, it is.
So I, you know, it was hard for me to get creative in yeah. the dorms.
Yeah.
But, yeah. yeah.
No, and thank you for just being transparent yeah. with yeah. like how expensive like Uber Eats is. Yeah. Because I legit had a student last month tell me that she got in trouble with her parents because they were like, how did you just spend $800 right. last month on just food delivery right. stuff? And she's like, if I order like a meal or a chicken sandwich, it's like $7.99. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like after all the delivery fees yeah. and then the taxes mm-hmm. and the tip, it turns right. into like $35.
It's a lot. It's so expensive.
And I feel like until tell me, Claire, if I am correct about this, but I feel like there's so much food delivery that happens, like, after a home game uh-huh. when nobody wants to leave oh, campus. Yeah. Like, there's so many people in town, oh, yeah. and it's like, oh, my gosh, the dining hall is closed. Right. Like, I don't want to go out anywhere because traffic is crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to have food delivered to me, mm-hmm, and I mm-hmm. feel like those places rack up on
oh,
that
they
stuff.
Do. How do they For even sure. get... So my question... Okay, sorry, side note, because I'm, like, visualizing this in my head. If you can't even get out to get food, how are they getting food to you? Is it taking an hour?
It takes a long time,
it does?
Actually.
Is it even yeah. good at that point? Is it even, like, fresh?
No. Well, so, and then you're like, I'm so hungry, so you probably go and snack on something
right,
else.
Right, uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, that could definitely be a problem. I'm kind of curious because right. I'm, like, reading my little cheat sheet that yeah. Sheena made us. But, you know, when you think about eating healthy, mm-hmm. because I know, you know, in your role right now, especially in your major, I mean, you right. think about those things because yeah. you're wanting to eat well-rounded. It makes you right. feel good. It fuels right. your body. The right. things that Sheena's told us before. What is that concept of eating healthy? Is it, I mean, is it yeah. kind of a weird concept? Because, like...
I think it's definitely a weird concept.
Think so?
Yeah. I think that... Sheena and I have been talking about this, like, yeah. what everyone's definition of healthy is.
Right.
Like, personally, I have had more of, like, a balanced look at health because I think a lot of times people are just like, okay, I have to eat my vegetables and fruits every single day. I have to eat my lean proteins, you know, and just kind of have that strict mentality about it. But I think it's like, you got to think about it as in like, okay, is this like fueling my body? Does it make me feel good? But also have some like respect for yourself and be like, okay, if I want some ice cream, I can have some ice cream. Just I think having a good balance in your life is healthy to me.
Yeah. No, and, you know, I think, Claire, you and I talked about this, too, when we were preparing for a presentation that you're going to be doing soon. Mm-hmm. When we think about the word healthy, I remember being in a nutrition conference, and the presenter opened it up by, she had a picture of, like, a piece of iceberg lettuce, and
right.
she was like, how many of y'all think that this is healthy? And so, you know, you had a group of people that were like, oh, it's totally healthy. Mm-hmm. It's like low calorie. It's full of water, like all the things. Right. And then you had another group of people that's like, heck no, it's not healthy. There's like no source of macronutrients to it. No protein, carb, fat. Mm-hmm. There's no calories. It's not going to give you sustainable energy. So, so sometimes I think you see, health professionals, maybe not necessarily influencers on social media, but like actual health professionals, when they're describing like ideal eating, they'll say like healthful or like use a word synonymous to healthy, because like healthy just it gets twisted.
Yeah, it definitely does get twisted. Well, it's like, you know, like avocados or like nuts. Like we know they're good for you. We know they have a lot of good benefits, but they're also high in calories and they're also high in fat. And so you kind of are like changing that mindset of, you know, I mean, that's a perfect example of the, you know, the lettuce. Like, yeah, it's got some water content to it, but is it going to sustain you throughout the day?
I think looking for a good balance, like having your fats, protein, and carbs is very important, you know?
Yeah. And me, I'm like pausing here because I'm like an old lady. I'm like, oh, like, what does the clock say?
How much time? Do you need some readers? Is it that time in your life?
With that said, we're going to take a break so I can get some glasses. But when we get back, what I would love to talk to y'all about, just so you can prepare, you know, we're going to talk about Thanksgiving food, but I want to talk about like what our favorite dishes are and what's like the weirdest thing you've ever seen be brought to a Thanksgiving get together.
Okay.
So that's our little teaser, but we're going to take a break. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied, and we're talking food because I think that this time of year is really fun to talk about food. I mean, I love it. We talked about candy for Halloween. I mean, like, I love candy, but, you know, we got to try to make some smart choices, but having a little splurge here and there is always fun. So let's talk about the holiday foods. Like, just open it up, because, I mean, Sheena, before the break, you were saying we were going to talk about, like, some weird things that you might have brought or people have brought, so I want to kind of go there.
Right.
I was sitting here trying to think about, like, a weird dish that somebody has brought, and I know something's out there because I know I've been like, ooh, I'm not sure if I'm going to touch that, but I can't like think of one off the top of my head. Do y'all have one?
I would say for me, and maybe it's not weird for me because it's how I grew up. Again, you know, being in a Filipino household, my family was down with celebrating Thanksgiving all the time. Like, we had our mix of our Asian folks and our white folks, like, all the time. And it was, I'm just so used to growing up where there was, like, the traditional stuff, like the massive turkey and then, like, the stuffing and the sweet potato casserole. But then my mom would always make this dish called pancit, which is, like, a rice noodle dish. It's basically, like, I hate to say, like, oh, it's like lo mein, but, like, just to kind of have, like, a frame of reference of it being, like, a noodle dish. And so to kind of randomly see, like, an Asian dish among the Thanksgiving stuff, like, that was the norm for me. But one thing that I always look forward to that my mother-in-law makes, it's like this pineapple casserole.
Interesting.
Yum. It's basically, like, it's, like, pineapple, like, in a little Pyrex dish. But then it has, like, this, like, like buttery breaded like coating on the top and like sugar.
Interesting.
It's like,
I've never heard of anything like that before.
I don't, like, I need to make it and just let you tell. Okay. I feel like you'd be like, okay, I kind of like this.
Yeah, it sounds weird enough that you would kind of be like, that wouldn't go, but it sounds really good. It's kind of like when people make those grape salads with like the sweet kind of yogurty, because I remember the first time I ever saw that, I was like, nope, I will not try that, because I'm really weird about stuff like that. But then when I had it, I was like, this is amazing.
Right.
You know? What about you, Claire?
I wouldn't say we have many weird things, but this is one staple. Mac and cheese has always been a staple in our family. Uh-huh. I don't know if it's in yours, is it?
Oh, if you're from the South, mac
and cheese is a staple. Okay, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, though.
It's one of our vegetables.
Yeah.
You know, like a meat and three.
That's the one thing that I'm like, when I think of Thanksgiving, I think of having a lot of mac and cheese on my plate with my turkey. And my mom always makes green bean casserole every single year. So that's probably one of my favorite sides.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know, it's funny. I was just, okay, now things are popping into my head now that we're talking about this. So my mom's side of the family, very Southern traditional. My dad's side of the family is the Italian side.
Yeah.
So for Thanksgiving, on my dad's side, we would always have manicotti or meatballs and meatballs, whatever. And we'd always have that for Thanksgiving, even Christmas. And then my mom's side, we would have like the traditional stuff. And so I'm a vegetarian. I don't eat meat.
Yeah.
But my grandmother, you know, she thinks that if the meat's hidden, she can like fake me out. It's like this thing. And it's like an ongoing thing.
You're like, no.
I'm like, no, I know where it is. Yeah. So I do make exceptions when it comes to Thanksgiving food because I love dressing, which not stuffing, but like the Southern dressing with cornbread. And you have to make it, in order for it to taste good, you have to make it with like chicken broth and you can't go. You can't really go vegan on that because it just won't work. But I love dressing, and so I will. I typically when I cook things, I don't buy any kind of actual animal. I mean, I'll do like cheese and stuff. I don't buy like the broth. But for that holiday, I'm like, okay, animals, we're gonna just forgive me.
Yeah.
This is what we're doing.
We might get out of jail.
Yeah. So I really love dressing. I think that's probably my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
I like that. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Y'all are, like, getting me excited about,
I'm so excited.
Like, holiday foods. Because I'm like, is this a year that I, like, bust out a new recipe to, go rogue?
Well,
I don't know.
Let's go this. What about dessert? Because, you know, that's a big deal around, you know, Thanksgiving because there are all the pies, cakes. I mean, like, what do you normally like for dessert?
Well, I do love apple pie, and I do love pumpkin pie.
Okay.
So when there's both offered, I would say I usually grab some small size of both. But then, like, with the apple pie, I love having, like, vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
Oh, my gosh, so good.
Yeah.
But that's definitely my favorite dessert.
Yeah. Sounds great to me. Sheena?
I am a pumpkin pie person.
Are you? Okay.
Yes. And I also really love sweet potato pies.
Okay. Yeah.
My favorite sweet potato pie is made by my ex-fiance's mother. But, so I did, like, low-key get the recipe from her, and so now I don't have to...
I love that. That's
don't
so
have to utilize her
you
for
do what
that.
You gotta do.
Yeah, it was great. Lucky. Yeah, I just randomly called her one day, and I was
Oh my gosh!
I did, and she was like, hi.
That's great.
I was like, nothing controversial, I just need your sweet potato pie recipe. But no, I really like pies in general. I'm not a pecan pie person. I know a lot of people like that as their jam, you know, but I guess I don't eat it frequently enough. Like, if somebody were to offer me, like, some good pecan pie, I'd be like, oh, yeah, awesome. Yeah. But it's not necessarily my first choice. Now, Whitney.
That's my first choice.
Is it?
Pecan pie, yes. Okay. I love it with, like, black coffee.
Really?
That does sound kind of good.
Because pecan pie is so sweet. You know what I mean? It's like Karo syrup. Like, it's it is not a healthy option. Yes, there's nuts in it. It's pecans. They're super fatty or whatever, but it is so sweet and delicious. And they're really, really easy to make.
Yeah.
And black coffee, because I usually put cream in my coffee, but like, I will drink black coffee. The other pie I like, and this isn't necessarily like a staple, I think, for Thanksgiving, but my mom makes it, is just the chocolate pie with the Hershey's cocoa. It's really good. It's very, and I have that recipe. So if you guys want to make it, it's super easy. I took a picture of it in my mom's recipe book. I was like, I need this because it is so good.
I might need that.
Yeah, it's very, very good. And it's very simple, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of curious because we have some time in this segment. You know, talking about holiday food, I know it kind of gets hard, you know, when you're, I mean, specifically, Sheena, you know, when you're working with clients, and then I know Claire, at one point in your life, you're going to be working with clients, and you might already do some of that anyway. Right. I'm not really sure. But, you know, I feel like everybody around the holidays is, like, trying to make the right choices about things. And I wonder how you guys feel about that.
Yeah. You know what? I think when it comes to, like, Thanksgiving and Christmas, for me personally, I don't really worry about the nutrition of it. You know, I kind of just, like, enjoy myself and enjoy my time with my family.
Yeah.
So I think it's best not to really, I mean, it's just 2 days out of the year, you know? So I think it's just, you know, listen to your body, get what you want. You don't need to totally put yourself in a food coma if you don't want to.
Or you can.
Or you can. But, like, it's also great to have Thanksgiving and Christmas food leftovers. Good sandwiches.
With
the stuffing and the turkey. So, you know.
Yeah. Love it.
Whitney, you've heard me say this before, that, you know, the biggest piece of advice I give people over the holidays, I'm like, do not plan to lose weight in January. Because if you do, you're going to go cray cray over the holidays, where you're going to have that last supper mentality, like, about eating those foods. So, like, even if you didn't have that, you still would want to, like, you know, try grandma's dressing, because you only get it once a year.
Right.
But then if you're like, oh, my Lanta, I'm about to, like, for real deprive myself in January, you know, I'm going to go big or go home.
Yeah, right.
And then we end up overeating or eating more than we would want to or whatever the case may be. Whereas if we don't have any plans related to weight loss, we're just going to treat that holiday food like just another option. We're going to enjoy what we want and probably, you know, if anybody's looking for additional practical advice, like, especially if it's like a really big get together and there's a ton of different things, sometimes I'll tell folks before they get in line to make their plate, go ahead and scope out like what's there from like the beginning to the end, so that you can kind of strategize and be like, okay, like, what do I want to prioritize on my plate? Because sometimes when I don't know what's like coming down, like, I'll get just a little bit of everything. And then because it's on my plate, I feel obligated to eat it.
But you don't want to hurt whoever feelings.
If I'm like looking and like say we're all a family, I'm like, oh snap, I see Claire's green beans there. You know, I see Whitney's you know, dressing.
Tofu,
like,
I'm just kidding.
This is, you know, like, I want to make sure I got some room for that. Like, sorry, Grandma Betty, I don't want your sweet potatoes. Like, you know, so
that's
then you can kind of strategize.
I really like that. And I think I do that and I don't realize I do it because I always kind of like scope it out anyway.
Right.
But one thing I've noticed, like, my mom's side of the family, what we'll do is there's always like a big salad that you can pull from where like I feel like I love to have a green with like everything I eat. I don't know, it's just it creates a good balance, and so especially at Thanksgiving when everything is so heavy anyway and very carb, it's like my aunt will do a really big salad with like some cranberries and does have pecans on it and stuff, but it just the green leafy
clean
it does.
Sure.
It's great.
It's a good balance.
It is.
The whole thing. Yeah. Sometimes it is a little bit crazy.
Well, before we just
I'm
go
starving.
Crazy
for,
I know now.
By the way,
I'm so hungry. So we need to end this segment. But y'all, we will be back to end the show. But you're listening to Fit to Be Time with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back, everybody. We're closing out our show on Fit to Be Tied. And man, the more we talk about Thanksgiving food, my stomach just starts like growling. It's crazy. But Claire, thanks for being on our show and just for, you know, just telling us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
I was
and
happy to join.
It's fun. It's a fun
it's
time.
So fun.
It is very fun. I mean, I don't know how many people listen to us, but it's fun to
it
record.
It's fun.
So we always have a question that we ask our guests, and you can take it in any direction that you want. This is just one day, like, Sheena and I were like, we got to used to it after what they do for, like, self-care. Well, that was our old question. Okay. That's boring now. Nobody cares anymore. So we want to go a different way. What hypes you up? Like, what gets you pumped for, like, your day or whatever you're going to do? Like, what gets you pumped and excited?
Oh, that's a hard one.
Right?
There's so many things that could pump me up, you know?
Would it help to have an example?
Okay, yes.
So, for example, I think, Sheena, you said NSYNC when you were in the car.
Yeah, listen to some boy bands.
Listen to some boy bands.
Yes.
One of our other guests on the show, Paige Acker, University Programs, likes a very well-organized schedule.
Okay.
So that gets her pumped up.
Like,
so
she geeks out over that.
She geeks out over it. It's like her thing. So, like, what, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I actually start my day off recently with a little journaling thing.
Okay.
So I kind of write about, like, okay, so, like, three things that I'm grateful for, and then how I'm going to make the day great. So, like, I'll kind of, like, focus on, like, what I want to do. And so, basically, I'll just be, like, more recently, I'm like, okay, I'm going to start pointing out some more positive things throughout my day. So it's just, like, kind of a good way to get me, like, in a good motivated mood for the day, And I think gratitude's like a great thing recently. Like, it kind of just brings you happiness.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're looking at each other because I'm like, did you just listen to our last
year?
Because we totally talked about the power of gratitude.
Yeah, I know. It's
last
crazy.
Sunday.
Yeah.
And like when it was saying that basically people who have gratitude, like they recover better from heart attacks compared to that. I was like, oh, my Atlanta. So you're
That's probably my head buff because it kind of just like, it's a good way to put your head in a good positive space. And then Starbucks.
Okay, you need that extra. Yeah. What's your drink at Starbucks? Are you a pumpkin spice latte since you like pumpkin pie?
Actually, right now, sugar cookie almond milk latte for fun.
Sounds awesome.
But my usual is just an iced latte with almond milk and then some stevia.
Very cool. Yeah.
And just for my own curiosity, a lot of our guests have mentioned like listening to like certain songs that kind of like hypes them up, like if they're in the car. Like, so what is your hype song? Like, if you were like a UA gymnast or like your like walkout music, like what is that song of choice if you feel comfortable sharing that?
So if I'm like trying to like hype myself up, I love Rihanna. Kind of like those, like Beyonce. I love Taylor Swift too. So like just some good like boss girl like type of music.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. I like it.
Claire, thank you for all of that. And also too, I mean, I'm like, I don't know if you're trying to get brownie points by mentioning like the gratitude.
Oh no.
That's
I didn't even listen.
But no, I love the fact that you shared that because that worked out totally well.
Yeah.
Like
perfect.
What we're trying to accomplish. But y'all, I'm going to shut this down so we can go make some Thanksgiving food.
Oh yeah.
But you have been listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.